The following episode was recorded at PAX East 2024. We were on the stage floor and we did an episode with Nick from the Friday Night Gamecast. Thanks a lot and enjoy.
Hey guys, it's Rob with the Gaming Duo and I'm here with my co-host Kelvin.
What's going on, guys?
And we're here with Nick from Friday Night Gamecast. What's going on?
What's up, everybody? Happy to be here. This is awesome.
It's great.
We are at PAX East 2024. We have been here for the past 2 days. It is Saturday. And we've done a lot so far, and we're just going to kind of go around and just say what's going on. I guess we'll start with Nick. Nick, you flew down here all the way from North Carolina. How was your first PAX?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'll just say that, like, my first PAX so far, coming all the way here from North Carolina, this is great. The weather could be better on a Saturday. The weather could be better. Yeah, it was definitely, like, freezing cold. We were all saying together that if this occurred, you know, in May or June, this would be perfect. But you know, you battle the elements and once you get inside, everything's good. But things are incredible. I've seen games that I didn't expect to actually see here in this location. And that's like one of the coolest things, being able to have that experience to check out indie games or check out games that you normally wouldn't really have the spotlight be put on. It's awesome. And you see a lot of those games also reflected on Steam. So if you go to the Steam PAX page and go, there's a lot of wishlisted games that we're having hands on here. You can check out demos right now, but It's been great so far. How about you guys?
Yeah, Kelvin, how's your PAX been?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's been great. We've been to PAX several times now, but this year seems extra special just because, like, we have the Friday Night Gamecast with us. We have, you know, my cousin Mikey in the background there who's doing the video shoot here. But it's just been a great experience. We have a bunch of cool games that we've tested out and tried out. Some of the highlights, I don't know if you guys want to dive into the highlights,
let's
do it. Yeah, man. So for me, I think one of the highlights we tried out recently, Rugrats Adventures in Gameland, and that was pretty cool. Just the fact that you're able to just change from like HD
toggle
between HD to 8-bit, that was amazing, and that's on the fly too, right? And then you're able to just change your characters on the fly. Very user-friendly, very cool, and then just the artwork done for that game, like the way they've handled and crafted that game, it just looks phenomenal. But what about you guys, Rob?
Honestly, the panels are really cool. We're about to go into a CD Projekt Red panel where they're going to talk about Cyberpunk Phantom Liberty and basically what went to the development of that game and the swan song it had, right, to come back. But Final Fantasy 16, The Rising Tide, that panel was amazing. They just went over when the release date is, all the different features, and then Ben Starr made a surprise appearance, which was like, I screamed like a little fangirl. Like, I was just like, oh my God, you know? but yeah, there's been some pretty hype moments. I want to talk about the expo floor itself, and I kind of want to say that, was it exactly what you expected, Nick, with the expo floor?
Yeah, I think like it came to mind, you know, I've been at other conventions before, but like this being my first like proper video game convention that is, you know, focused on games, focused on like indie creators and developers, also AAA creators and developers. Of course, you have Square Enix here, you have Quantic Dream here, and being able to see all of that, it's really cool. It's also seeing famous people on the expo floor is crazy. I was just sharing with them earlier that, you know, Ben Starr, you know, he was maybe standing about 5 feet away from me, you know, that was standing on the other side talking to some fans over there. So it's just kind of it's a surreal experience to be able to, you know, be here and be with friends and you know, have hands on the stuff. You know, it would be cool if we had a little bit more, like, you know, behind the scenes, like, oh, like you only touch it here at PAX before it comes out. But I understand why you don't want to do that. You don't want to kind of exclude your audience, unless it's, you know, something that's a new title that just needs more generation. But again, kind of going back to that, like having this platform, having all of those spaces for all those indie creators with the PAX Rising Showcase and games that, you know, that are probably going to come multi-platform. I've played a ton of games here and have talked to, and like being able to sit there in the moment, play the game and have a person on the dev team right next to me, like at where Kelvin Robert are sitting now and telling me about, oh no, jump over here, check this out. I was going to share with you again, you know, I think it was called Robots at Midnight.
Yes.
I was playing it and they were telling me, and the guy was like, oh no, if you stun him with a punch and then you jump on top of him, you can do some cool things. So kind of figuring out what their thoughts were, how they go into to their methods of developing the game. That's something that I didn't expect really having the option to do. I thought it was just going to be a bunch of PR people. So it's nice being able to have that hands-on touch with folks.
Yeah, and I think that's the greatest thing about PAX is because the developers are right there watching you kind of play their game. I mean, who knows? There could be the next Stardew Valley could be here, right? We could have played it already. One game that I really enjoyed was Animal Well. Yeah. Sorry.
Shout out to Donkey.
The Donkey game. And it was just like, he was explaining to me how the game came to be, like what decisions went into what. Even just like the hoodies that they had on, like promoting the game, like what went into that. And that's really cool that I feel like you don't get anywhere other than like a PAX East or something like that. So that's probably the funnest part, is just being able to be that close to the floor with the developers.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just piggyback off of what you guys said. It's a very interesting way of handling how you showcase your video games, because you have your consumers and you're also having the developers on the floor showcase, right? And I think our first interview, right, I forget the name of the developer, but we ran into a glitch, right? And yeah, we weren't able to cross to the next part. And he came over, he kind of showed us a little trick that he's doing to kind of like, you know, bypass that. But it's those things that we know these games are not fully complete yet. They're not like 100% done yet, but we're still able to kind of work things around with them. And you know, they're trying to make things work as much as possible for us, right? And they're also just learning as we're playing, right? They're learning, okay, this is a glitch. We're going to have to work on that at some point. We're going to have to fix that before release date. So it's really cool to kind of blend the audience and the developers and just have that like one-to-one moment, you know? And then, sure, again, they'll express the highs and lows when they're developing video games, and they give us like that insight that we love to talk about, especially in the gaming duo. So it's really cool to just kind of dive into the developer's head.
Yeah, and I just love how they're want to talk to you, right? Like that's what all they're here for, to do is just talk to you and have a conversation with you. And like I said, you're interviewing stuff, we're interviewing them, and it's just a good time. I do want to say, are there some L's about PAX that you guys are like, this wasn't what I expected, or you saw something on the floor, or you saw something happen? Just like anything. Can you think of anything off the top of your head that you like saw, you're like, oh, that's not what I wanted, or there's something like really crazy happened, or even like a glitch that you saw in a game, you're like, that's really bad?
I mean, you know, kind of going back to what Kelvin was saying, of course, like everything here, it feels like it's in pre-alpha build, and that's very apparent, right? So it's like, you know, you jump in, you're not getting the polished experience. QA hasn't done their second or third run through that title. They're probably ongoing while the experience that you're playing is actually here at PAX, and they're back at the home offices. So the team is split. But I will say, you know, to keep it real, the humanity side of being at a convention like this, if you come here, make sure you're wearing the best pair of shoes that you fucking have. Because if you are not, you're going to be in pain for the rest of the day. Shout out to all the cosplayers who are wearing high heels or, you know, big old boots, and they have to be on their feet waiting in lines. Because that's the thing. You know, at PAX, the convention here, we're on Saturday. This is the busiest day. This convention center is massive, and it is sold out. So you're waiting in line to wait in line to get to the game. And it's, of course, you know, and that's the beauty of trying to go check out games that you normally wouldn't, because a lot of those indies, they don't have as much attention, so you can go in and jump and check it out. If you want to play something like Final Fantasy 14, what is it, Dawn Trail? Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Yeah, that's, you're going to be sitting there for 3 hours in line. So that's right. That's just a reality, and that's going to be probably the same. It's going to be true for almost any showcase, unless you're going to be, you know, behind closed doors event, right, that they want somebody doing content to be at, which is great. You know, you work towards that and you get there. But other than that, you know, you go into expecting, understanding what it's going to be like.
For sure.
Boston, take it or leave it.
Right.
But it is what it is, yeah.
I think the weather's not helping, that the fact that it's so poor out for this weekend. Like, you can't really go explore like you want to the city. But it is a fun city.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think the biggest thing is the lines. I think the lines to go, especially for the bigger guys like Square Enix, they cap the lines. They actually cap it, so you actually can't. You have to like come back in 2 hours, and maybe you'll be able to sit in this line for another 30 minutes to maybe play.
Until you get distracted by something else.
Right. There, exactly, you know? Exactly. So the L I think I saw was the PS5. I'm not going to mention the developer, but we were on the floor, and the floor has carpet, and there was someone who had a PS5 on the floor. So typically it's not advised.
Carpet, right?
Carpet, yeah. You're not supposed to put a PS5 on carpet. But they had the PS5 upside down on the carpet.
Just for the little, you know, little sprinkle on top.
Right. So all of us are just like looking in horror, being like, oh no, this thing's gonna explode any second now.
We went back, but we didn't notice if it was backwards or not.
Yeah, you didn't check.
I didn't check. We might have to check.
I think they had like a little like like entertainment center, and I couldn't see what the PS5 was. So maybe they learned, like, oh, that was bad. Someone caught it. So
somebody needs to email Dunkey and let him know what they're doing.
Right,
he's paying. This is what he's paying for here at PAX East. You gotta love it.
Oh man, what about you, Kev? Anything that you saw that you're just like, you're like, oh, I wish this was better, or
not necessarily what I saw, but what we haven't experienced here, right? I think the biggest L that I see, and this is not just here every year, but like throughout the years that we've been to PAX, there's not enough panels, in my opinion, right? I feel like there should be a little bit more panels that would relate. Like, there's great panels here, don't get me wrong, but I just wish they kind of blocked more slots so that you're able to enjoy every hour that you're here. There's times where you're just kind of wandering around in the show floor, you've seen what you needed to see, but you wish there were more panels to, you know, just kind of fill in those gaps. So that would be cool. That would be one of my biggest L's, that there's just a lot of gaps in between, like, and especially Saturday, right? Like, Saturday would be the biggest day, I feel like. And to me, there's just not enough panels that interest me, at least.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, though, but.
I was going to say, too, I think a number one thing that, not a complaint, but I think would benefit PAX is, PAX is kind of split. When you go into the Expo floor, there's the gaming section where it's all of the indie games, and then they have a board game section, right? And I think for the Penny Arcade Expo, I think it should more cater to the indie developers more than board games, just because they have PAX Unplugged for the board games and traditional card games and stuff like that, all the physical stuff, where I wish to see more of the developers on the floor. I don't know how PAX West is. Maybe there's even more indie developers at PAX West, because I know a lot more developers are West Coast based versus East Coast based. So that's one thing that I oversaw. I'm just like, I think this could be a little, they can change that up. Mm-hmm. Do you guys agree?
Yeah, I just think that it's like one of those things. Oh God, I'm losing. I'm gonna break their microphone here. Yeah, no, I think that when it comes to putting something like this together, this event is massive, right? So it's like, and you want to try and draw everybody in from all crowds, and you're going to have a lot of spaces that you can work with. I agree that maybe there could have been a little bit more relevancy, but it might have just been a matter of time and balance. I think that's, again, you know, thinking about the things that a reality of coming here and being a part of something like this is that you really have to choose your time wisely. And I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it when they say you're not going to be able to do everything. But once you realize the gravity of how many humans are in this building with you and how much time you have to wait to get to spend on even a simple game that's going to be, you know, single A indie that's going to come out and maybe make a wave, maybe not. But like, even then, it's like you have to do that balancing act of, okay, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to wait in line for this game, and then I'm going to go and try to make it for there. And then, of course, that line takes longer, and then you're, you know, 25 minutes late for your panel. But yeah, it's just, I think that, and again, it's just making sure that you can do it, organizing your time, choosing your time wisely.
Sure.
Can we talk about the food at PAX?
Oh. Okay. All right. The food isn't. We have Mikey, who's behind the camera, literally giving us a thumbs down. I'm gonna go ahead and give it a thumbs down.
The mac and cheese was fire.
Mac and cheese was good.
Yeah.
My stomach isn't agreeing right now, but it's fire.
Right. You got the mac and cheese as well, right?
Yeah. I'm soldiering through it. Yeah.
One thing I did notice about PAX, this is food related, is that the stalls to the men's bathrooms have always been backed up. So maybe it has a correlation with the food.
You gotta go to the second floor. You gotta stay on the second floor. Don't go to the ground floor.
There's a third floor.
Bathroom.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you go to the floor, third floor. If they let you up there.
That's fair.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much all PAX is. I think we covered a majority of it.
Yeah.
It's a good time, guys. I highly recommend coming and spending a couple days. Do you think that doing 4 days is overkill?
I don't think that 4 days is necessary. I think that depending on how much you want to do, and for this being my first time, I definitely wanted to do as much as I possibly could. You know, Boston is not necessarily my destination. I could come back here potentially to see some friends or something, but, you know, maybe a business opportunity. But other than that, it's more like, I am glad that I had the 4 days, because it's going to give me that chance to absolutely do everything that I possibly could, even to the extent where I'm going to the, just checking out some of those tabletop panels and and all of the things that were there. I will say that this is a great venue, and it's something that I thought was really cool in terms of just what I have seen for panel-wise, is yesterday we did catch the second part of Careers in the Games Industry panel, which was great. I don't know if you guys had the chance to go see that, but it was really, really cool. They had four people who had been longtime veterans in the industry, been through a bunch of companies, and they really talked about the realities of like what it means to work in the industry, you know, as a programmer, as an artist, what it may be if you want to be on the dev team of, you know, a company that's in here in some realities. And so I think that's great in terms of that. And then the networking opportunities to get your name in the hands of developers and being able to build those relationships now. That's something that's a huge positive that you really don't get the opportunity to do anywhere else, because we can blast emails as much as we want to.
Feels unlike face-to-face, baby.
Yeah, but as indie content creators, there's nothing like it. Yeah,
right, exactly. And it's really cool that we're actually able to meet Nick. And it's something that we like to foster is, Nick lives in Charlotte, we live in the East Coast, like New York and Connecticut, and we're literally talking right now, interviewing, which is really cool. That's just what you can do in this industry, is like everyone has that common goal. We all love video games, we love the experiences that they give us, and that connects us all together.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, piggybacking off of what you said, that's exactly what I want more from PAX, is those kind of workshop ideas,
yes,
right? Where
I
there's
agree.
Like, hey, like, what can we foster from the community, and let's talk about it. Let's make a common goal, like you said, right? So those are the type of panels that I would love to see and just kind of explore more. And maybe one day, you never know, we might be part of the panel. You know, we might have something like that would kind of give or explore more about the podcast community, you know? So that's something that would be really cool to see. You know, we'll never know.
I was gonna ask you guys one last question. So we're staying in a hotel, me and Kelvin, obviously Nick too. And the question is, do you brush your teeth after breakfast or before breakfast?
It's only after. If you do it before, you're a fucking heathen.
Yes.
It's only after. Because if you go eat, you get all that shit in your teeth,
you.
And it's stuck in your teeth all
Thank
day.
You.
Sorry.
Thank you. Mike, what is your answer?
Before.
No, it's not before. Wrong answer. I'm in the after camp as well. It makes sense. Exactly. You eat. No.
What is it? It's before, man. It's before. You wake up, you have hot breath. Now, do you want that food in your, like, you're inhaling and smelling your breath, but you're also consuming food? It's a bad mixture.
I have a hack for you, Kelvin. You mouthwash when you wake up. You do a little bit of mouthwash, you cleanse the palate, then you go get your coffee and your breakfast, and then you do the flossing and the brushing.
Are you gonna start
maybe
brushing
another round of mouthwash too?
Are you gonna start brushing your teeth after now?
I'm not a breakfast person anyways, to be honest. I don't eat breakfast.
Yeah.
Like, I eat breakfast like on the weekends, but...
Right.
That's
fair. Well, guys, that's going to conclude our coverage here at PAX. Just wanted to get a little thing going. We'll see you guys next week when we get back to the podcast. And thank you for joining.